Guardian Unlimited.
The report found that poetry teaching is good or very good in around two-thirds of the schools that we visited. However, poetry is weaker than the other aspects of English teaching. One key finding is that many pupils do enjoy reading and reciting and writing poetry, especially where teachers use active approaches. But we found there were some problems as well. One problem in primary schools is that often the teachers have limited knowledge about poetry, and this means that they give the pupils a fairly limited experience of range of poems. Pupils' experience of classic poems and poems from other cultures and traditions may be limited. In secondary schools, pupils study a wider range of poems. Able pupils are often very stimulated by the poetry element in GCSE, but in some schools, the overly instructive teaching methods and the sheer volume of poetry which they have to study does have a negative impact on some of the pupils' interest.
And some of the teaching of poetry can become dull and repetitive. How does that happen?
We found that at the lower levels of secondary school, some teachers are teaching the same poems that pupils have already studied at primary school, so it can be repetitive. As you go up to GCSE, pupils are often studying a wide volume of poetry, and sometimes that's a bit too much for them.
And some of the poems that are taught, especially in primary schools, tend to be a bit lightweight, according to this report. And what do you mean by that?
We found that teachers tend to teach the same poems in primary school. There are 10 favourite poems that often get taught in most primary schools, and they do include narrative poems, nonsense or fun poems, as well as some more classic poems. Now, the poems themselves, there isn't a problem with them, they are worthwhile, but what we're saying is that the range of poetry studied should be greater, and it should include classic poetry as well as modern poetry, and it should include poems from other cultures and traditions.
Miriam Rosen from Ofsted, many thanks.
And there's more discussion of today's news every day from 12 noon on Newsdesk. That's Guardian Unlimited's daily news podcast at guardian.co.uk/podcasts.
Guardian Unlimited.